This is Dale Connolly reporting. News meant for amusement. Librarians everywhere are wrestling with difficult First Amendment choices regarding the internet and public places. What sort of viewing should be allowed? What restrictions are legal? Where are the boundaries of decency, good taste, and freedom? We have a report from Bud Buck.
I'm standing in the main thoroughfare of the downtown public library. The government records section is to my right, the business and economic section to my left, and directly behind me is a row of computer terminals all hooked up to the internet. Through these portals, it's possible for library patrons to view any of the offerings the World Wide Web makes available. From the newsy to the scholarly to the fun, exciting, sublime, and profane. With me is Library Director Melba Clampett. What are the rules regarding the use of these machines and the internet?
We have a time limit of 30 minutes if other patrons are waiting.
Uh-huh.
That's about it.
Well, what about content?
Because we take freedom of speech seriously, we have no restrictions regarding content that may be accessed through our computers.
I know some library patrons have found offensive scenes on these computer terminals.
Yes, and so have I.
And as you can hear, a main traffic thoroughfare within the library is right behind us. Hundreds of people walk right past these computers every day. All they have to do is glance over the shoulder.
Gosh, what is it? That's disgusting. I can't believe
it. And it sounds like it's happening again.
I'm not sure what this person's objection might be, because I'm not looking at the screen in question, but I always try to remind myself that one of the prices we pay for having our freedom is an occasional glimpse of trash. It's regrettable, but I cannot...
Everybody can have you no shame? When I was a kid, we had none.
And yet, it seems this freedom causes a disruption.
Freedom often causes a disruption. Again, we can't know what the problem is in this particular case.
Right. This is a travesty here.
Still, this is ample evidence that this sort of thing violates community standards of decency.
This is just a random sampling of passersby, so it can't be considered a scientific survey by any means. Constitutionally, I'm not permitted to judge anyone's choice of website or limit access in any way. I'm sorry if that bothers you, but...
Pardon me, sir. Your session at the terminal has expired. Isn't that sad? Sorry. You gotta go.
Pardon me, sir. Bud Buck, Public Radio News. If I could have a word with you.
Mm-hmm.
You've caused quite a disturbance here. What is the nature of, why do you... What's up here with this?
I'm not quite sure I understand the question.
Why do you do this in the library of all places? Don't you feel conspicuous?
Conspicuous? Oh, certainly. I'm an addict.
Well, there are programs. You could get help. You don't have to be a slave to these pictures, this pornography.
Oh, I couldn't care less about pornography.
But you were sitting here with a screen full of it. You said you were an addict.
Yes, that's right. Didn't you see how I had all those people wound up? My goodness, there must have been half a dozen people right here in the library going ballistic, as they say. I'm hooked on outrage. Quite a rush.
You're hooked on outrage?
Oh my, yes. And scorn. I'm a scorno fiend. In fact, I really do have to dash. I'm catching a bus here in 5 minutes. A commuter express. I've got some light reading to do right up front where everyone can see me.
Well, that's despicable.
Thank you so much.
And so the pathetic quest of a disapproval junkie, he knows which buttons to push, his daily fix comes in public places and is provided free by we, his enablers. Can we ignore his cry for help? How far will he go to get our attention? Is there an action we can take, or must we simply ask an endless series of questions? Time will tell. This is Bud Buck.